Once upon a time, there lived a boy named Garrett in a quaint little town in New England called Frosty Falls. Frosty Falls, despite its name, was the geological haven of the four seasons, home of the hottest summers, the dewiest springs, the crispest autumns, and the most brutal winters that could turn a middle-aged woman into icy stone. Garrett loved his neighborhood and the people in it. He'd frolic frequently with his Beardsley band of friends and discover the wonders of nature hidden behind paved streets and two-story homes. Each season uncovered new wonders. From pesky squirrels playing hide-and-seek with SUVs and baby bunnies peeking out of unforeseen holes in your neighbor's yard, or shrieking crows fighting over God knows what. He did live in the suburbs, after all. But as the seasons changed from the bright, bubbly summer days to the short ones paired with cold, bitter winter nights, Garrett couldn't help but feel just a bit peeved. There was nothing. No kids laughing and playing outside. No ice cream trucks or lemonade stands or piles of leaves to jump into. The neighborhood was quiet. One chilly winter morning before elementary school, Garrett sat at the kitchen table, pressing his head against the icy windowsill, waiting for the school bus to arrive outside his home. It was 2 days before winter break, and Garrett wasn't feeling too well. "Don't forget your hat and mittens," Garrett's mom said. "It's a bit slushy outside from the storm last night." "Yes, Mom," Garrett muttered under his jacket. Outside, the ground was splattered with dirty, slushy snow, not the soft white and fluffy kind you see in the movies. This kind reminded Garrett of his root beer-flavored snow cone that fell onto the sidewalk last summer. What a waste. "This sucks. Why couldn't we get a real snowstorm, like school cancellation worthy?" "I hate snow," Garrett said. Just then, the school bus pulled up in front of Garrett's home, beeping its horn. Garrett dashed out the door, wrapped in his warmest winter gear on his way to school. On the bus, Garrett spotted his best friend, Ben. "Hey, Garrett, why the long face?" Ben asked. Garrett plopped down across from his friend. "I just hate this snow, don't you?" "Well, I wouldn't really call it snow," Ben cut in. "It's the last day before winter break, and we're having our end-of-the-year winter celebration." Ben opened his jacket to reveal a hideous Christmas sweater that read Santa's Best Elf. "Nice sweater," Garrett chuckled. Truthfully, Garrett had forgotten all about the end-of-the-year winter celebration, and since he was in the fifth grade this year, it would be his last before he went to middle school. "I hope Miss Gimble baked her famous snowball cookies," Ben said. "Me too," Garrett said glumly. Garrett felt a knot grow in his stomach the size of a Christmas bow. "Hey, can you save me a cookie just in case? Those cookies go fast," Garrett said. Every year, Garrett would bring his older brother Alex a snowball cookie and a snowman eraser from the annual Greenbrook Elementary School winter celebration. But this year, things were different. Garrett's older brother was in college in upstate New York. Although Garrett wasn't sure if he'd be home this year, he still wanted to make sure Alex got his gift. As the bus dropped off its passengers at school, Garrett and his classmates were greeted by a sea of students bundled tightly in scarves, winter hats, and mittens, too cold to chat. Garrett and Ben piled off the bus when all of a sudden, a pile of slushy snow fell right on Garrett's head. His backpack and his hat were soaking wet. "Hey, who threw that snowball?" he exclaimed. Garrett's friends were frozen shocked. There wasn't a moist mitten in sight. "Come on, seriously," he shouted. "Garrett, I think you're losing it. This stuff isn't even snowball material." Ben picked up the icy slop from the ground and let it slip through his gloves, just to reassure him. Garrett looked up just to see a great fir tree weighed down by the slush of last night's storm. He frowned, slouching his backpack over his shoulder. "You're right." Garrett took a deep breath and walked into the school building dripping wet. The school bell chimed, signaling the start of the first class. Garrett quickly dashed to his class before the final bell rang. Garrett's boots hit the stale hallway floor, leaving behind a pool of water and slushy ice. Garrett slid his way into math class, crashing right into his teacher, Mrs. Gimble, and knocking over her life-size diorama of a snowflake. The class erupted in laughter. He was so embarrassed. "This is the worst day ever. I hate snow." "Garrett, are you okay?" shrieked Ms. Gimble. "Yeah," Garrett said. He wanted to melt into his oversized jacket and just disappear. Garrett brushed himself off and slouched into his seat. "Now, class, today we will be studying the shapes and angles of a snowflake," Ms. Gimble began again. Garrett rolled his eyes in disgust. I hate snow, he whispered. And as the day drew on, things weren't getting any better for Garrett. At lunch, the cafeteria served baby carrots and cold fish sticks and salty mashed potatoes that oddly resembled the half-melted snowman in his neighbor's front yard. At recess, Garrett's class had to stay inside and play board games because the playground was covered in a sheet of ice. And we can't forget when the school bus got stuck in a giant snow mound this morning. But lucky for Garrett, the Greenbrook Elementary School winter celebration was just minutes away. Children of Greenbrook Elementary School, please head to the gymnasium for the annual winter celebration, the principal said over the loudspeaker. Garrett and Ben burst out of their seats, heading straight for the gymnasium. A sea of staff and students crowded the hallway, but Ben and Garrett pushed through as best they could, finally making it into the gym. The gym was decorated beautifully with handmade paper snowflakes, fancy fir trees, and tables filled with holiday treats from candy canes and gumdrops to cupcake towers and chunky chocolate chip cookies reserved for the big guy. But the best cookies of them all were Ms. Gimble's snowball cookies. They were the sweetest sugar cookies, as big as a hockey puck, dusted with powdered sugar and a dash of salt. Garrett and Ben spotted a tray of them tucked away in the corner of the gym next to the reindeer punch. Garrett rushed over to the table, grabbing two snowball cookies, one for himself and his older brother Alex. Ms. Gimble greeted the boys with an end-of-the-year goodie bag filled with winter-themed pencils and erasers. Have a great holiday, kids. Hopefully, we'll get some real snow before Christmas. And a snow-filled Christmas is always the best Christmas, Ms. Gimble said. Thank you, Miss Gimble. Merry Christmas, the two said in unison. Later that day, Garrett arrived home from school to an empty house. His parents were still at work. So Garrett changed into his PJs and made a warm cup of hot chocolate, hoping that he'd see his brother Alex before Christmas. Garrett sat on his windowsill, waiting patiently for his parents to arrive home from work so he could tell them all about his crazy snow-filled day. But minutes turned to hours, and Garrett, tired from the day, fell asleep, his head pressed against the cold windowsill. And as he slept, snow began to fall ever so lightly, covering his neighborhood with a blanket of fresh snow. Just then, as the sun began to set, a car pulled into Garrett's driveway, and out came three people: Mom, Dad, and his older brother, Alex. Garrett's heart leaped out of his chest, and he rushed downstairs to greet him in the magical, love-filled snow.